Today we're featuring a gifted young harpist and one of this year's multi-talented Wells Scholars. Freshman Mackenzie Hamill came to Bloomington from Cincinnati to study at the Jacobs School of Music. She was principal harpist for the Ohio All-State Orchestra, the Cincinnati Symphony Youth Orchestra, and she's performed at the 10th World Harp Congress in Amsterdam. You'd think all of that alone would keep her busy, but no. She was secretary of the National Honor Society, member of the National Spanish Honor Society, and a member of Mu Alpha Theta, the National Math Honor Society. She was also co-captain of her high school's varsity tennis team to boot. Hamill came by to talk with us about her plans in college, her inspirations, and how she started playing harp in the first place.
My parents told me to play the piano or something more practical than the harp, but when I was younger, I used to go to Cincinnati Symphony concerts all the time, and I just liked how the harp looked and sounded, so when they told me I had to learn something, that was what I chose.
So was it kind of big for a small girl?
Well, actually, they have a lot of different sizes of harps. So I started on a non-traditional harp. It's called a lever harp, and it's not near the size of a pedal harp.
You've been in a lot of different orchestras and symphonies, and one in Amsterdam.
Not a symphony there, but I went to the World Harp Congress, and that's one of the largest events for harpists in the world. I was able to perform as one of the Focus on Youth concert performers, and they choose harpists under the age of 21 years old from countries all over the world.
Last March, Hamill was on NPR's From the Top, playing from Salsoleto's Suite of Eight Dances. You don't just sit at the harp and play all the time. You actually are well accomplished in a lot of other areas, like math. You're a national math scholar?
Well, I'm in Mu Alpha Theta. It's a math club at my school, and it's a national one. So this year I went to the national competition with my school's team, and our team got 12th place overall. Yeah, so I really enjoy math as well, and I'm planning to study math as well as finance in college.
Do you see any comparisons or similarities in your study of music and your study of math?
I mean, music, there's a lot of precision with meter and everything, and you have to think about the rhythms and everything, so it's kind of numerical in some ways. I mean, yeah, the counting and just, I have to count a lot sometimes in music when I'm doing something, some really strange meter, and so I think just the math aspect and being able to divide everything precisely helps too.
And I noticed you also are on the National Spanish Honor Society, is that
correct? Well, I'm in my school's Spanish club.
Do you see any sort of relationships with your music there as well?
I mean, they're both kind of like languages themselves. Music can convey emotions kind of in stories just like a language can.
Do you plan on continuing Spanish into college?
Yeah, I'm also hoping to minor in Spanish and study abroad at some point.
So. Where would you like to study abroad?
Either like Barcelona or Sevilla.
So what plans or expectations do you have for this first year?
Well, I hope to get involved a lot just in the music world and also in the business school. In terms of music, I want to probably work for the IU Auditorium or the MAC, and then I also am really looking forward to all of my music experiences, playing in the ensemble and master classes. Yeah, I just want to make the most out of the college experience and get involved in a lot of stuff.
And what do you think about dorm life?
I like it so far, actually. It's not that bad. I like meeting the new people, and I actually have a nice room.
Now, you said earlier that you were planning on studying finance and harp performance, as well as minoring in Spanish. Why so much? Why not just study harp?
It's just so hard to pick something right now, for me at least. And then with music, there are so few jobs in symphonies for a harpist. So I want to have like a backup.
Would you want to stay in the arts even if you pursue business?
Yeah, I plan to hopefully keep playing no matter what my job is.
So do you think that there's more to the harp than just a place in classical music? Do you like to play other genres of music?
Yeah, I really enjoy that. The tango's fun because it's not the classical type of piece that you would imagine. It's fun to think of like the tango dance itself and just trying to convey the emotion and that the dancers would convey. And then I really enjoy playing modern pieces. Those are actually probably some of my favorites.
And do you have any harp performers that are really influential to you as a player?
My harp teacher from Cincinnati is definitely influential. She was the first person who got me into the harp. She was the one who I listened to at the symphony. She's one of the greatest ones that I know. And then Ms. McDonald here and Ella Schmidt, both of the professors in the harp program at IU, are definitely outstanding performers and teachers. So I look up to all of them.
Well, thank you so much for coming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you.
For WFIU's Artworks, this is Megan Meyer.